Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the fourth Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn. Today your mercy calls us to wash away our sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the fourth Sunday in Lent is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 3, and verse 11 through 24. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. And he said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' and they began to celebrate. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to repent and come to our senses, just like the prodigal son did, and confess our own sins we have committed against others, so that we may also receive your unconditional love and forgiveness through your only Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 15, with special attention to the following verses. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever been lost and then found again? Yes, have you ever been lost and later in life been found again? I'm certain all of us have. This is especially true after we left our parents' home, either to attend college, get married, or because we just did not get along with them anymore. As a matter of fact, I still remember when I left my parents' home in Brazil in 1969, at the age of 21, to attend Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri. Even though I loved and respected my parents, I did not always get along with them, and I felt it was time to leave home and be on my own. At first, I felt lost, not sure of myself, and whether I was going to make it away from my family and my friends in a completely different country. When I finally arrived in the United States, I felt very lonely and even afraid of what might happen to me. I was still trying to learn English as my third language and get used to the American way of life. Everything was so different. I also did not know anyone at the seminary. So I felt somewhat like the prodigal son after having left the comfort and security of my parents' home. And I'm certain that perhaps many of you may also have gone through something similar after having left your parents' home. Either when you decided to attend college, move out of the house, get married, or because you were not getting along with your parents either. Does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm certain it does. Because that is precisely what happened to the prodigal son. He was not getting along with his father and older brother either. Even though he had everything he wanted, a comfortable home, plenty of food to eat, and a very loving and caring father, it still was not good enough for him. He wanted out and live in the fast lane. He wanted to have his freedom and independence from his father. Apparently, he was bored with his life at home. And so he decided it was time to leave and to be on his own. He was so determined about it that he demanded it from his father, saying, "Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. In other words, give me my share of the estate." And how did his father respond to him? Instead of saying no to his son, the father willingly gives in to his demand and said yes. And he divided his property between them. Not only that, but not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. But when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. And he suddenly ran out of money. And so did his friends as they abandoned him, and he began to feel the pressure all around him, no food or even a place to sleep. Suddenly he was left alone all by himself, and the only job he could find was to feed pigs, because no one was willing to help him. But it did not take him very long to realize what a terrible mistake he had made while feeding the pigs out in the fields. But when he came to himself, or he came to his senses, he remembered how good it was living at home with his father and brother. He said to himself, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger?" So he decided to go back home again and ask his father to forgive him for what he had done to him and to his older brother. And he began the long journey back to his father's home. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And it is interesting to note that his father did not complain or nag him, saying, "Son, I knew this was going to happen to you," or "I told you so, but you would not listen to me," or even for that matter, "I don't want you back anymore after what you have done to me and to your brother." No, on the contrary, the father runs out to him. He does not walk, he runs to embrace his son and then kissed him, a sign of deep love and compassion. And how did the son respond to his father? He responded immediately, saying, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. There is no question about the fact that he was truly and sincerely sorry for what he had done to his father and to his brother. He wanted desperately to receive his father's forgiveness, but at the same time, he did not feel worthy to be called his son anymore. But the father felt quite differently about it. He was so happy to have his son back again that he told his servants, "Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Have we ever been lost and then found again? I'm certain all of us have. Either when we decided to attend college, move out of the house, get married, or because we were not getting along with our parents either. Isn't that precisely how we also feel about our own children and grandchildren? I hope so. Sometimes our own children and grandchildren have also rebelled against us and left home. And yet we continue to take them back just like the father of the prodigal son did. Yes, when our own children and grandchildren mess up in life, we also love them, forgive them, and take them back again. My wife and I have done it, and I am certain that you have done it also. We take them back again and accept them despite what they may have done to us and especially to themselves. We do not throw them under the bus to fetch for themselves. And that is how God the Father also feels about us. God the Father does not throw us under the bus either, to be condemned and without ever being saved again. And even though we have also rebelled against God and gone astray, and been dead and lost in our own sins, even though we are not worthy to be called his children, his son or his daughter, God still loves us and forgives us, no matter what we may have done in the past. God the Father loves us in the same way the Father did for his prodigal son. He also runs to us, embraces us, kisses us, and says, "I love you and I forgive you." Yes, God the Father touches us today with his love, compassion, and forgiveness every time we receive the true body and true blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, in the Holy Sacrament. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Yes, we also eat and celebrate because God the Father also loves us and forgives us. But that was not true of his older brother, who was angry and unwilling to accept and forgive his younger brother. He was not happy to see him back again. He said to his father, "Look, these many years I have served you, and you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. And yet when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf." And what was the father's response to his older son? "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we also come to our senses and confess our own sins after we have also rebelled and strayed away from our own family and sometimes even from God and his church. The sins we have committed against our own parents, our family or friends, to repent and then receive God's unconditional love and forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. the words we sang in the hymn of the day, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we also repent and come to our senses, just like the prodigal son did, and confess our own sins we have committed against others, so that we may receive God's unconditional love and forgiveness through His only Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Just As I Am, Without One Plea. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we pray again for the government and especially for the innocent people of Ukraine as they continue to suffer hurt, pain, severe injuries, death, and dying. Father, we pray for your wisdom, guidance, and protection. We pray again for peace and the hope for diplomatic talks to end this devastating and unprovoked war against Ukraine by the Russian Federation. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fourth Sunday in Lent, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, especially for the innocent people of Ukraine as they continue to suffer hurt, pain, severe injuries, death, and dying. Precious Lord, take my hand, Lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am lone. When my light is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Amen.